Welcome to the Revital Health Podcast, where we explore the exciting intersection of modern science, ancestral wisdom, and personalized health optimization. I'm your host, Jodi DeVal, naturopath, integrative medicine expert, and founder of Revital Health Clinic in Perth, Western Australia. Each episode, we'll dive deep into cutting-edge therapies, groundbreaking research, and practical strategies to help you live your best life, having plenty of fun along the way. Whether you're keen to supercharge your energy, balance your hormones, or discover the latest biohacking trends, you've come to the right place. If you love what you hear, don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow so you never miss a moment with world-leading experts and game-changing insights. It's time to unlock your full health potential. Let's go!
Revital Health is a proud member of the Health Optimization Network. Health Optimization Medicine and Practice is a 501c3 nonprofit on a mission to educate doctors and practitioners on how to optimize for health rather than treating disease. If you're interested in becoming a practitioner or donating, head over to homehope.org. Revital Health Clinic is the first and only of its kind, exclusive health optimization clinic in Australia with state-of-the-art health technology protocols and personalized care, with compounded medicines made specifically for your testing individualities. To find out more, head to revitalhealth.com.au.
Welcome back, everyone. So in today's episode, we are diving skin deep and far beyond with the most incredible Dara Chun Woodward. She is an intuitive esthetician, energy worker, and the in-house facialist for the biohacking skincare brand Young Goose. So Dara brings a unique blend of ancient healing modalities, functional dermatology, and energetic awareness to her skin therapy practice. And she is redefining what it means to glow from the inside out. So we explore the soul of skincare, how our emotions, nervous system, and skin are intimately connected, and how products like those from Young Goose are designed to work with our biology at a cellular level, not against it. So this is a conversation about skin, yes, but also healing, touch, trauma, transformation, and reclaiming our radiance through presence and personalized care. So whether you're a skincare enthusiast, a practitioner looking to deepen your toolkit, or just curious about how to nourish your body's largest organ, this one is for you.
All right. Welcome, Dara. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Oh my God. Thank you for having me. I'm so honored to be here. So honored.
Oh, when I properly met you in Vegas last year, you just blew me away with your energy and your care and your knowledge. And I had the most amazing facial of my whole entire life with you in an environment that doesn't normally like support with the bright lights, and we're all exhausted and we've been there for days.
Yes, Vegas, it was a lot.
Yes, it was. So I want to dive straight into you. And I always like to give listeners a bit of a history of where and why you've landed in skin care therapies, and also shout out to everything that you and your husband do at your business and your children. And I just love the way that you all are so within that as a family. It's just beautiful. So talk us through, like, what's brought you to this point?
So aesthetics was not on my radar when I was in high school. I was actually on my way to become a pilot. And I feel like, you know, when I do, you know, spiritual work around it, more and more it was something that was told that to me that it was a good idea. And it was an acceptable, prestigious career, right? However, when I was 14, I started struggling with acne, and I was put on Accutane when I was 15. And then again when I was 16. Okay, so at the time, my husband and I were together, and I remember him saying when we were 16, we had just turned 17, and he stated, he told me, "You're starting to smell different." That, for whatever reason, just like alarms went off in my head.
Yeah.
And we both started to question if it was worth me continuing the Accutane simply for my acne. My
Yeah.
periods were getting a lot heavier. I would have to go to the infirmary every single month because the migraines and the cramps, the migraines are so bad that I would have blood vessels that would pop in my eyes. And when he said that, it gave me like that pause moment, like where everything around me just slowed down. And I was like, maybe this isn't the best thing to be doing for my body simply for the acne. But I do remember, it's even as it's, I was a teenager and wanting to not leave the house without a paper bag over my head because it was so bad, the acne.
Goodness me.
And just the next month, my dad bought my mom and I a facial
Yeah.
to a day spa. And I had no idea what a day spa was, and I had no idea what a facial was. So my mom and I went in, got a facial, and I'm so grateful for that esthetician who really cleaned out my skin and really taught me the basics of skincare. Right? And at the time, like my parents were doing the best that they could with what they knew at the time, right? And I'm so grateful for my dad for buying that gift certificate and all the synchronicities that happened that led me to get a facial. Lucky for me, my parents were able to allow me to go get a facial every month, and it literally changed my life. Just learning how to basically care for myself, right? Having a face wash, having a moisturizer. And then fast forward to me going off to become a pilot. I did that. I did it for about a year and a half, got my license, didn't love it. Kept coming back to aesthetics because it changed my life. It had such an impact on me. But I knew if I came home and told my parents, "So I'm not going to be a pilot anymore. I'm going to do facials." Right? Anyway, but
A big shift.
it was a big shift. And I would never know because I didn't. I enrolled myself in a different school on the East Coast to get a business degree because in my head, I made up a story that that would be more acceptable.
Yeah, so you had
So
some
I
business
did it.
too.
But every time I came home, I would work at that same day spa that I was getting facials at. And I would love it and love it and love it more and more and more. And that's how I got into aesthetics. So once I finished school, I already had it like this. I already had it in my head. This is what I want to do. And I never looked back.
I think it's like, where we're meant to be, we're meant to land and be happiest and know that you can continue this journey for the rest of your life and still be happy. I think it's a rare thing for many people to have available to them, which I think is also quite sad. But for those who to listen like you did to actually truly what makes you happy and where you want to be spending time and helping people is so powerful. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yes, and we built this space because we needed solutions for ourselves. So that just continued, right? So it was my husband became a PT because he had so many injuries, but he had so many injuries because he was so malnourished, but didn't realize that, right? And as he was getting, playing college sports in Division One volleyball, I mean, it's gruesome. And so learning more and more about his body and about his hormones. And we actually, during college, we both ended up in the same state and we met what I like to call witch doctor. I think he was a chiropractor, an old school chiropractor who was actually a volunteer doula and midwife because there were lots of these small towns that didn't have access to clinics. And so he would go out and help them. And so I would sometimes go with him if I could. And that's how both of us really started learning about the different side of medicine that we had no idea about and just continued to follow that path. And that's how we landed here.
Beautiful. And you have some of the most incredible technologies that I'm also a very big fan of. And we also have some of these in our clinic as well. So, you know, I guess we're not going to dive into those today, but I really want to start talking about skin, aging, quality of life, as we were briefly talking off camera and off recording. So I was like, stop, let's talk about this on recording. People are going to love to hear this and need to hear this. So, you know, you were mentioning that you're at a conference recently. And so let's just sort of open this context around, you know, skin, aging, care of the body through, you know, as we're all aging. That's just inevitable. And we're all, you know, on the same path to eventually pass. And what we do in that time period while we're here is extremely important, and to the quality that we live in this world. And I was having this discussion with my husband this morning, and I said he's approaching 50, and he's like, oh, I read this article and it said when you get to 50, you've only got 25 years of your life on average left. He's like, 25 years? That's not long enough. That is not long enough. And I don't want to be like, I want to be like this. I want to be moving. I want to be, and I know that we want to maintain this quality so we can move, get up off the ground, feel strong, not have, you know, ailments that are stopping us feeling like we could be living and traveling and supporting our children and our elderly parents. And so like, yeah, let's start this discussion. We could talk.
Yes, and all of that, you know. Mm. And I mean, I think of people like Kris Jenner. She is going, I mean, she's almost 70.
Yep.
And starting new things all the time, mm-hmm. you know, and she has, I don't know, she has lots of grandkids.
Mm.
I'm not a big follower, but that when you were saying all those things, she just amazes me. You know, I know very little about her, but when I look at her, it doesn't look like she has 25 more years little left.
Yeah,
you know, she's just continuously starting something new, and I feel like that's what we want to do. That's why we're doing, you know, what we're doing.
Absolutely.
Yes, I quality of life is very important to us. However, though, not dying is not the goal.
Yeah.
Right. We are aging. We are all gonna die. And to be honest with you, you know, being 42 right now, I don't want to go back to being 25.
Yeah. No.
No.
A very wishy-washy time period, isn't it? It's so much better now. I agree. Approaching 40 this year, I feel like I know myself better than I ever have, and I feel more confident in my body than I ever have. It's such a paradox, because you wish that you could have the youth in your body, but you know, again, like what is that? Like, I feel the fittest I've ever felt. So again, like how do we know?
Absolutely. I hear you. You know, yesterday my husband and I were working out, and the kids were working out here, and we had some clients doing like the biocharger, and somebody was in the chamber. And they came out, they're like, oh my God, you guys are working out. We're like, yes, we're working out, you know? Because I do believe use it or lose it,
mm-hmm.
right? And that does translate to how we glow as well,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
The vitality that we exude through, you know, skin. And skin is such an important part of that, because I think people forget, like, it is your first line of defense
mm-hmm.
from the outside world. And, you know, we were talking before we got on, and there's so many things in our environment now that
mm-hmm.
we really need to be careful of, right?
Yeah.
The sun is not the worst thing, right? Yes, 80% of, you know, extrinsic factors is what is going to show up as the signs of aging. And listen, you know, I have some sunspots going on, you know,
mm-hmm.
because I have kids and we live in Hawaii and it's beautiful and we go hiking and I go to the beach. But
Yeah.
there are other things when the sun goes down: Wi-Fi, blue lights, EMF, we all have that in our homes,
yeah,
right? carbon emissions now, hydrogen, nitrogen, all those things in our environment. Our soil is not as nutrient dense, it's not as rich. So there are more precautions that we need to take and more supplementation, both internal and external on the skin as well. So taking care of your skin, right, is definitely important. And we are a system, I believe. So every little thing affects the other thing.
Yeah. And I think it's quite a paradox, really. You know, I feel particularly the women that I speak with who are, you know, 35, 40, 50, there's a certain need and want to look after your skin and to do the therapies and the support. But there is also this guilt around, oh, well, you know, should I be doing this? Is it selfish? Oh, now I'm seeming vain. My ego is telling me I need to do this. So it's a really interesting, I think, perception that I see with women. So obviously there is a necessary requirement for us to look after our body in general, but why is the aesthetics more of a separation, sort of similar to how we think about mental health? You know, it's a sort of separation of the organism, but it's not, it's all as one, and it is an organ, the skin, and it is something that reflects the health of the internal environment. So, like, why have we made that such a separation from, like, aesthetics being almost viewed as something bad in some cases? And, you know, why, I guess, why, where we need to change these misconceptions and perception shifts?
So one of the things, you know, we love coaching our clients in here, especially when it comes to, you know, aesthetics, and not just the skin, but even how they view themselves, their body,
yeah,
right? Or even how they feel, if they feel strong, right? And just like how I was saying, we see so many women come through here, right? Because actually those are the ones, they come in here and they're like, I just want to feel better. But really what they're saying is they want to feel and look better. And there is nothing wrong with that. Because what we find is when people, not just women, look in the mirror and they like what they see, they feel better about themselves. And then they start to make better decisions.
Yeah.
These little decisions start to shift that make huge impacts in their family life. Maybe it leads to not being with that partner anymore, maybe not sticking with that job anymore. And it started because they came in for a facial, or they bought a product, or they came in because they heard somebody talk about hyperbaric oxygen therapy, or, you know, one of those.
Yeah.
But it's those little things, because they left her feeling better. And like, well, I want to come. What else do you folks do? I want to come back. I feel like, yeah, the paradox, I don't know, maybe, you know, in certain cultures where you're supposed to put others before yourself.
Yeah.
And I feel like that pressure is put on women a lot, because we're supposed to carry a lot.
A lot. Yeah.
But then I also feel like those are stories, not necessarily reality, right? And the expectations that we have of ourselves because of maybe the examples that we were shown, you know, how we were raised. But the truth is if you put yourself first, everybody around you, this entire earth, is going to benefit from it. Because you will start to make better decisions, just like how we were talking. You know, happy people just don't hurt people.
No.
But if we continue to put ourselves on the back burner, we are natural human beings, right? And so these emotions will start to creep in. Regret, resentment, some bitterness. Right. And so really those are the things also that are our responsibility.
Yeah.
If we're feeling that, okay, maybe we need some support. Right?
Yeah.
And that's what people like you and us, that's what we're here for. And that's why we continue with the continuing education, constantly learning and evolving.
Yeah.
Because it is so fulfilling to watch somebody come in here slumped over. And then maybe within just like 2 months of being here, they're like, I feel great. Can I go hiking? Okay, wait, not quite yet. Hold on.
Yeah.
Let's.
Almost.
Let's. Yeah, almost, almost. So fulfilling though, you know?
Yeah. There's no better job in the world other than to see someone thrive. And
yes,
it just gives back so much. It's all the warm and fuzzies that you need to make your day so good.
It is.
And it makes everything worthwhile. But I feel that there is a lot of the times where people don't know where to go to for this help and support,
yes.
or don't actually know that they need to reach out for it and to gain that. So there's a big distinction between actually then having awareness around, oh, I need some help, I need some support, and where to start, because that can also be very overwhelming with things that are available. We were talking again about this, and we have even previous, like, there's so many products, so many technologies, so many diets, so many influencers that talk about so much different information. So it's very confusing. And I think simplicity is good to start with and then build on that. And as you were saying, like having facials is one way to sort of do many things at once. You're looking after your skin, you're resetting your nervous system, you're taking time to even meditate and have inner clarity. At the same time as, like you say, like exploring and supporting that external environment and internal environment at the same time. So it's, you know, and it's a portal to get people to be caring and supporting, and then opening up the awareness of like, oh, how do I do this then at home? How do I continue this care for myself at home? And what sort of, the techniques or rituals do I need to have within that? So, you know, when I had just this little mini scope into what a facial is like with you, there was something so much deeper to that, the spirituality and the support and the energetics. So we can't quite just place it on just the massage techniques or the lymphatic techniques and the products. There's so much more that a person-to-person contact provides for us. And this is why we can't survive as humans without connection. And so let's talk into this. You know, we could pull this apart in different ways. And I definitely want to get to the products and the techniques and the support and like skincare in itself, because that I want to ask you some questions around that, because I have some myself too. But let's lead into that then, now the sort of the aesthetic side.
Yes. So, you know, really my facials for me are a ritual. And my meditation, every single one. I love it. I love doing them. I love touching people. But there was, you know, it came a time where I had to learn how to manage my energy. Because touching people all day long and doing this and holding space all day long for people, it can be draining.
Yeah.
But I realized it was because I had a story in my head where I had to help everybody and just continuously give. Now I know help is a perception and it needs permission.
Yeah.
Right? And like how we were saying, some people don't know, right? And sometimes it takes a little longer.
Yeah.
But also, right, like that's my judgment that they need help. So what I learned was to really listen to the words that are coming out and be able to discern that from the energy that's behind it. Because a lot of times when they are coming in and they're coming in for, you know, acne, inflammation, dehydration, dryness, wrinkles, aging. Especially when there is something that is there's a lot of inflammation going on. 9 times out of 10, has nothing to do with their skin. When we get in there, and it's just me being quiet and listening and just being and allowing them to be however they are choosing to be, and allowing myself to just stay grounded, meaning I don't have to rescue somebody, help somebody. I can just walk side by side with them, whatever that looks like. And it could just be giving a facial. If they open their mouth and they want to talk, we can have that conversation. And a lot of times that does happen, right? And I really do believe it is my energy. It's the environment that's in the room that allows people to feel safe. And they're in a vulnerable position. They're on my bed. They're laying down. I'm touching their face. In a way that could be very intimate for some people who are not used to having that type of touch.
Very true. Right?
And so things will come up. Tears might come up. Laughter might come up. But a lot of times, you know, tears will come up. And then they tell me like, oh my God, I don't know why this is coming up. And I just say, it's okay. You can just let it, you know, let it come up. If you want to talk about it, we can talk about it. And if not, and the inflammation starts to decrease as I can literally start to feel tissues changing, right? And then they come back and it's a little better. Then they come back again. It's a little better. And I have learned to sometimes, actually, most of the time, I actually forget. And I feel like that's one of my gifts is, yes, people start talking to me and they don't know why they're saying, like, I don't even know why I'm telling you this. And then for me, it's just I just kind of let it pass through. Right. I'm sorry. I feel like I got lost.
No,
talking about that.
Absolutely perfect. I'll let you restructure where you were going, but I just want to make a few comments on that because I think it's a beautiful point to make is that when we're with people, and it's back to this connection piece, and I feel it here as well, is that, you know, just being in a space, and we get many comments, as you do you, people walk into your space that you've tried to create on purpose as a healing and supporting and caring environment. And we just get people, they come off the street and they say, wow, I'm relaxed. And they've just walked in. And so it's really that intention that you make. And it doesn't matter really, and not to discredit anything that both of us do, but it's really that energy that you bring to the people that are within your space that makes the biggest difference in supporting them. You could just be doing fluff on the surface, but just being there with them in intention and setting that space to actually let things flow in a very safe way for them is healing more than we realize, I think, most of the time.
Yes.
And it's just so important, I think, to mention that. Yeah.
It is. And, you know, being a healer, as you are as well, is a conscious choice.
Yeah.
And us as healers know that we have a responsibility to manage our own energy.
Yeah. Right?
In how we think, in how we feel. Every single day the work needs to be done if we choose to do this type of work.
Yeah. Absolutely. And looking after ourselves. And we're lucky to be within an environment to then have the knowledge to know where to go when we need ourselves to have support.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I think that goes into, you know, the self-care question that you asked about.
Yeah.
You know, and it really starts on the inside.
Yeah.
Right. But for some people, it can just be just finding something that emits a joyful frequency and then hanging on to that as long as they can and getting to another joyful frequency and another one and another one and another one to get them out of, you know, sometimes when they feel stuck.
Yeah,
and sometimes absolutely. It could be buying, you know, a new shirt or coming in for a facial when they feel like, oh, I don't really need that. I can't really afford that. But then they come in and they really can't afford to not have it.
Yeah. It's just way too important.
Yeah.
And so I think that's a really good point in that it doesn't really matter what it might be for some people, but these sorts of, I think the purpose of what we're talking about here is that touch, that care, that safety. And with the face, as you said, it's a very vulnerable place. And I think that can shift emotions so fast for people, especially when they have been holding on or blocking, like you say, stuck. And so from this, I just want to dive into actually, products, myths around maybe some things that you commonly hear. Young Goose is obviously a very popular in both of our practices now, in both of our clinics. And so, and you do so much work and with redefining what how people should be thinking about skincare and within the therapeutic rooms to actually help and guide people and support them to better skin health. So let's start with maybe myths and then talk to me about some of these ingredients that you love, products that you love working with, and why. Maybe a differential factor between why you've sort of landed on Young Goose as well. And I wanted to ask this as one of my questions is that I saw you recently comment on tallow, and I get this question a lot. So I'd love you to cover what tallow means to our skin. And using it if we're going to use it, or why not to use it? So maybe we can start with that as the myth.
Okay, so
If you want to.
yes. In my experience, my clients who come in with t and use tallow,
Yes.
they are actually have a lot of comedones, but they feel better about their skin, right? They have a lot of comedones, but their skin is not angry anymore and red and inflamed, right? So what I wanted to say to that is, okay, yes. It is comedogenic, right? It does clog the pores simply because fats are not what is made up of our skin. Lipids make up our skin. So having more lipids that will stimulate more lipid production in the skin is going to be much better. Fats are very large molecules, actually. And so what you're doing with the tallow really is creating a layer where you're just preventing transepidermal water loss. And you might be actually protecting yourself from some environmental factors, like urban dust is smaller than our pores, right? Cigarette smoke. So if you are in a more polluted environment, that could also be the case why the tallow is working as well. And if you do like it, so I will say one of the things when I'm extracting those blackheads, it smells like the tallow. I can smell it. So from that perspective, maybe not the best thing to be putting on your skin because it's not moving. It's just
It makes
clogging.
sense. It makes
Yeah.
sense.
So if you can incorporate lipids, right? Like a lot, glycolipids, even lipids like THD, vitamin C, which is what is in our youth daily, is going to help to do the same thing without clogging your pores. It's going to give you a better cell immunity, you're going to get better protection from the environment. But you're also going to have these active factors that tallow doesn't have, where it's actually helping cellular turnover. It's actually helping with the integrity of the actual cell by synthesizing more collagen, more elastin, and better collagen, better elastin.
Yeah, beautiful. So, all right, great. I'm equipped now. I can answer that question when I get asked that. I think it's just, I guess these re it's good to know is that these resurgence of trends come through, obviously, in media and social media. And so there's always this question for a lot of clients and those who are unaware in the industry to be, oh, is this good for me or is this not good for me? And that looks like it's good for me because it says all these things on these reviews. And so I'm going to try it. But then there's not always enough information on the other side to be like, well, this is why maybe you shouldn't. And so it's nice to sort of clear up some of these misconceptions. So any more myths that you get asked a lot that we can clear up?
Yes. So, especially where Young Goose is at, we are kind of in this really, this beautiful space between medical and how should clean, natural skincare, right? Machines in the facial room have just skyrocketed,
That's
right?
right.
So many machines. And what I have to say to that, I have a red light panel, but I don't have a machine per se. Intuitively, you know, being the type of esthetician that I am, you know, that is very empathic, our vibration doesn't match the vibration of the machine. So it's not going to do the same thing. It can do, and there's a lot of machines that I see. It's almost like they're just taking every single trend and putting it on one thing. Not necessarily a great more,
no.
but more is just more, not
exactly.
better.
Yeah.
Right. And like how we said, being intentional really it's a skill now. Right.
Absolutely.
Being able to shut off the noise and maybe even, you know, all the things that you're seeing and hearing, and just being intentional about what is actually feels good, what actually feels good, what is actually working. So I feel like these machines that I'm coming across, it's just everything that we can and the kitchen sink in one machine. And I feel like it actually, a lot of them do more harm.
Yeah.
Because we do have to remember that there is a period of recovery from some of these things that we have to allow the body. The body has a natural rhythm, right? And, you know, a lot of times I feel that this instant gratification has been such a, everybody wants instant gratification and they want the results now. But the thing that's going on in your skin and in your body didn't happen right now.
No.
Right? So if we can just be a little bit more gentle about it, and maybe, you know, you can do a more aggressive treatment with your esthetician or with your dermatologist or with your plastic surgeon, and then find a way to be able to support your body with that. Right? And so using, you know, longevity molecules that are going to help and heal, like GHKCU, spermidine is a really, really good one. Getting more energy to your cells, right? And being able to supplement NAD, which is going to give your cells more energy so that it can metabolize better, is going to be a better way to do it. And consistency is key. It's hardly ever the one big bang or the one thing that's going to make the difference. It's these small things, but the consistency is what's going to get the needle moving. If you can use these products consistently, maybe stay hydrated more consistent, get better sleep more consistent, get more movement more consistently, right? And all these things are going to make a huge difference.
They add up. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think it's another way of the world where we're trying to find instant fixes. And as you said, this instant gratification, but like we all know that that doesn't work. It needs the dedication, the consistency, the rituals to be that consistent change in anything that we're trying to shift. And it's a constant battle of the latest trend or the latest machine, like you said, or the supersized shiny thing that comes along, to actually the things that we really need to be doing on a daily basis. And I think this can become, well, it's a little bit scary, I think, for those people who have not been doing these things consistently. And they're like, well, I've not been doing it, so I'm doomed. And I might as well just do like a quick fix. You know, these people have all been doing it consistently, but I haven't. So, you know, where does that leave me? And so I think a lot of it is that even if you start later, the benefits still build up much fast. They still build up fast, but it's still keeping that consistency across all the things that you said are so, so important. So I think moving into the actual products themselves, because I get a lot of questions, as you said, it's sort of like this dance between medical and clean. And I guess I wanted to have some comments around Young Goose and this sort of dance between why there are some maybe presumably non-clean ingredients or medical grade ingredients, maybe that's the correct term, and clean ingredients, and why mix them, why have them there? Obviously there is a lot of the biohacking, the spermidine, like you said, the NAD, the very important ingredients that aren't actually being explored with many products at this stage. And so Young Goose is so ahead of the game with this, which is absolutely incredible. But I do still, for those who are unaware of what these ingredients are, they still balk at that. And they still have a little bit of like, oh, there is a lot of big words and a lot of big ingredients in here that I don't know. And so that must be bad. So I think that might be nice to clear up a little bit as well.
Yeah. So I want to start by saying if we can just change the language from medical to active
Active, yes.
with
Perfect. Yeah.
clean, right? And yes, like nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide is something somebody who doesn't know would be like, oh, that's a
That's a big
chemical,
word.
definitely
Yeah.
not. That's a big word, right? But actually, these are things that we naturally have in our body. Right, that make energy so that our cells can perform efficiently with age, with oxidative stress, with emotional stress, mental stress, any kind of stress. Energy production becomes very costly. It costs our cells more energy to do these things, especially when we are under stress or we are not the healthiest, or we can be healthy and we have, you know, emotional stress going on
Absolutely.
inside, all of that too, can really deplete our energy production. So being able to supplement, and the fact of the matter is, you know, between the age of 30 and 60, naturally, our bodies are just going to prioritize different things. Realistically, it has no problem with aging at all. Right, it doesn't. It's not something that is it naturally tries to fix. So supplementing at some point, just like how we have to take different types of vitamins, supplementation, it's going to be the same thing for the skin, right? And the reason skin has to be treated separately sometimes is because when we do, you know, supplementation inside, not much, if any, is actually going to make it to the skin. And same thing when we put it on the skin, not much of any is it going to affect our brain or our heart, right? Or our lungs or our hormones. So that's where I feel like Young Goose has really filled in a gap, right? With having a lot of active ingredients that are not harmful and that are not chemical. So, you know, tetrahexodexo is another big word, right? But simply that is lipid-soluble vitamin C, which is way better than L-ascorbic acid, right? Because it's not as acidic, it doesn't cause cell death, it doesn't oxidize, it's the entire molecule, it's much more stable, it penetrates better, it works better with our cells and our natural rhythm. Things like spermidine is another molecule that we naturally have, right? But then we lose that ability. Well, and then, you know, our environments, especially, you know, our soil is not as nutrient dense, right? Our water, air quality. And so we don't produce as many foods that are spermidine rich anymore. So being able to supplement that, which is a molecule that will address all 12 hallmarks of aging because of its ability to stimulate autophagy or cell recycling, right? Which is something when it comes to aging or just detoxifying in general, is going to be key to have.
So powerful. I think there is this misconception, and I guess I just wanted to finish with this because it's something that I obviously, I hear a lot. And so I have to also defend this because I believe and I know all the ingredients and how powerful they are and why. It's like saying when we're talking about individual compound medicines and when we're talking about different compounds and people don't know what they mean and where they act in the cells and what they do at a biochemical level. So, you know, there's not always this natural is best because of the way that it is absorbed or active on the skin. And I think that's I come to the conclusion myself, you know, as the example with the tallow, you know, it's not an absorbable form of fat or lipid for the skin. So therefore it's not suitable. And so yes, that's the most natural or closest to natural form, I guess, that you can have, you know, pick it up off the ground or, you know, pull it apart from and boil it in, you know, your pot, but it's not always the best form for the skin. And I think that's where we're trying to get the action and the actives to be the greatest benefit for what you're using and for the time that you're putting into your skin. And that's the greatest benefit that you're getting.
Yes, well, there's a lot of things in our environment that are natural and organic, right? Lots of bacteria that can kill you are natural and organic. Our poop is natural and organic, but I wouldn't go ahead and put it on my skin or stick it in a pill and swallow it, right? So there are, you know, I'm so grateful that there are people like Amita and Anastasia, right, who study these things very thoroughly, and you know, pick out these things that are, yes, still considered natural, but perhaps not the best for, you know, what we're using it for, which is topicals, right? Like, for example, resveratrol. Resveratrol is a longevity molecule, right? And it will reactivate anti-aging genes that have not, that naturally become deactivated over time. But resveratrol on the skin in its natural form is going to be very toxic because we don't have the enzymes on our skin that we have in our gut to break it down. So what we've done is we've fermented it. And now it becomes more bioavailable on the skin when you're putting it topically. So
it's smarter. Okay. It's
yes.
As the other podcast that I was, it's smarter, not harder. And this is where it's we need to use our brains now and just, you know, be smarter about the things that we're using and making and compounding for the actual purpose that they're used for. So,
absolutely.
Not...
The other thing I wanted to mention is salmon sperm. Because that's another.
This is a big
source.
One.
This is a big one that people are getting spermidine from. Okay.
Yes.
Most, if not all. Of the salmon sperm is coming from farmed salmon. They're not getting fed organic. They're getting fed actually very contaminated food that doesn't go away when they digest it. In fact, it's not good. So with all of those contaminants, now we're putting it on the skin. Okay, but you know, furthermore, what I want people to realize, especially when I'm training my accounts, is there are two molecules that actually stimulate the autophagic process, and that's spermine and putrescine, right? And we've partnered with Spermidine Life, and what they've done is, you know, you have to be able to separate that from the sperm, separate the spermidine from the sperm, and then also, you know, have a high concentration of those molecules as well. And so, you know, really with the salmon sperm thing, I think, you know, you can infuse it through injectables. You can,
yes.
And yeah.
They've got a recent one where they're doing, it was quite new around the eyes. Rajuran, I think. Rajuran? Is that the name for it?
I don't know. And then there's also, there's a few companies that I can think of. But like how we were saying, you know, before, consistency is key. So if you can get these molecules onto your skin twice a day, every 12 hours, it's going to be better for your skin's natural rhythm to be able to recycle cells, turn over cells, and regenerate cells instead of having to once a month go in with needles. And then, you know, then the other thing too is if you're doing it that often, you know, then I feel like then it becomes like a microbiome issue. Where we're just disrupting the microbiome. But you know, you don't, what I'm saying is you don't have to poke yourself to get these molecules in. You can just put a cream on.
I think that's a good distinction because we're, you know, assuming that we have to spend large amounts of money, and these things are very expensive, and you're best put your money towards your daily care and your daily routines, and they are going to add up to much more. And you get plus extras with the creams and the support and the products that you're putting on your skin. It's not just the spermidine that you're getting or the salmon sperm. But yes, the ways that we're gaining this, as you said, the difference between farmed and non-farmed, even from an omega-3 perspective, you know, the difference is huge. You know, we're talking like a 200 down to like 2% of omegas, omega-3s, from the natural or the ocean to the farmed.
Yes.
And the way that the world is going with the toxicities at the moment, even the ocean sources are not clean. You know, we have all the, so it's not only just where we're consuming, but it's also a point of like, well, if they're producing this, how are they getting this at this mass market level? And what's the consequences for that as well? And what is actually being taken on and involved in those products? So very important things to be mentioning. And I think this clarity is really good for people when they're wanting to make decisions on what they're going to be using on their skin daily and what sort of treatments they're going to be spending their money on. Because right back to the start is that when we're talking to women and there's this, I guess, guilt around what we do, is that the guilt perspective is that they're going to spend more money on this and then they feel guilty about it. And then is that then going to work because they've told themselves that this is a negative consequence, but yet we can have that self-care in products every day and we feel so much better about ourselves. But and knowing that it's working just as well, oh, you know, golden. We've struck gold. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And you can, you know, women, you can make it your own personal ritual every night and every day when you're doing your skincare.
Absolutely.
It's a way to show yourself some love, some care, and in turn, you know, feeling better and having more energy to share with everyone around you.
Absolutely. And so I think that's a great segue, Dara. I wanted to ask you about, no, it's very hard to say this. And I guess, yeah, this is something I get asked a lot. It's like, oh, well, you know, what's an everyday starting plan for someone, you know, in health? So for skin, what would you say for those who are not very experienced in daily care routines or rituals? What's a very basic sort of 1 to 10 or 1 to 5 step process that you might start this journey on?
So washing your face is huge. A lot of clients, they're like, well, I don't wash my face in the morning. And I say, okay, well, you know, maybe you should start. And the reason I believe it makes a big difference is because our skin is also a way of detoxifying.
Yes.
Right. And so when we're sleeping, we are detoxifying. Right. And so if you can just balance out your microbiome again by washing, and then you're going to allow whatever products that you're going to use to go in better. So that face washing and then something super simple, especially in, you know, in the daytime, some type of protection.
Yeah.
So whether that be, you know, I love our SPF because yes, it is 100% mineral protection from the sun, but it also has a very robust antioxidant that will also protect from, you know, nitrogen, oxygen, hydrogen, carbon emissions, as well as blue light, EMFs, radiation. So something super simple you can use in the airplane, or even when you're traveling, you're going to a more polluted, like Vegas, day or night. Even when the sun went down, I had
layering
it on my skin. Yeah. So something that's going to, one, cleanse your skin really well. So washing. And then using some type of protection from the environment. But something super simple. I feel like stress management can make such a big difference. So maybe every time your butt hits a chair, like your driver's seat, a stool, a dining room chair, it can be a signal for you to take a breath, or two, or five, or ten, right? And that can make a big difference in your skin and in how you feel and how you look.
Yeah, I love that. The anchoring, And I think that's where we miss, you know, we need to anchor our habits and they become then something you don't even have to think about, which is freedom. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Love that. So the 1, 2, 3. Fabulous. Now, Dara, I don't want to take any more of your time because you have so graciously offered it to me. And so thank you so much.
Thank you.
I want to let you tell everyone, you know, about your clinic or your place, about your services, about your courses, about your podcast. Where can everyone find all the things about you? Because I'm sure everyone's going to be stalking you so much now.
So we do have a website. It's na'aoponophysicaltherapy.com. When we first started this, we didn't know how this was all going to grow. So that is the original website that has now grown to, you know, a wellness space. The link for my aesthetics part, it's actually being worked on and it will be on there as well. My handle for IG is Dara Chun Woodward. And my husband's side is Na'aupono Wellness, Na'aupono. We also have the link to our podcast that is on the website where we like to talk about, you know, connection and spiritual connections. We have a lot of those deeper conversations that we love to have. I am also, yes, the master esthetician for Young Goose. So I am the master educator for all of the wholesale accounts that are opened up. And I do also teach aesthetics courses with the lymphatic drainage, and just having, you know, presence within your facial and just creating more of a ritualistic meditative facial experience for your clients where you are actually doing the things that will, yes, help their skin, but also help their soul and their spirit and their mind.
Absolutely. So beautiful. Every time I speak with you, Dara, I feel like my nervous system drops about 7 levels. And I just come out of it like, oh, I'm so relaxed now. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's a huge compliment. I thank you so much for that.
Oh, no, and I'm sure everyone's going to agree with me as well, even just listening to your voice. And so thank you again so much. I will obviously be in touch and I will be seeing you soon. But thank you so much for your time here today. And you know, maybe down the track we can do another segment because there is so much that we can talk about in this space and all the things that you do. And you're just doing such incredible work and I am in awe. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Jodie.
Thanks for listening to the Revital Health Podcast. We hope you enjoy this episode. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Revital Health, as well as our website, revitalhealth.com.au, for upcoming podcasts, workshops, and speaking events. Find out about specials happening in the clinic and all the show notes and links mentioned in the podcast. Please remember that this information discussed here is general information and it is not intended to diagnose or treat individuals. Please speak to your healthcare professional before embarking on any new treatments, lifestyle changes, medicines, or supplementation to assess your suitability. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you again soon.